Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It feels like we haven't done a Bears hit, one word, in forever. Because there were daytime Cubs games and there's all sorts of stuff going on, and the Bears are on a bye, so they weren't really doing stuff at Hallis Hall.
Yeah, we were in Vegas. We were swimming and just loaded. You know what I mean? So now we can get back on point.
All right, Grody, you're the man. What do we need to know today at Hallis Hall?
It is good to be back out here, gentlemen. The Bears with a light practice, returning to Hallis Hall indeed after the bye week with a 2-2 record. And a lot going on. I want to get right to it, and that is good news on the injury front. It sounds like Kyler Gordon will be back to play on Monday Night Football against the Washington Commanders from his hamstring injury, ready to play against the Commanders. He has not played in a game this year. For full context, I was hovering around Kyler Gordon's locker, and I just asked him off mic if he was going to play. He said yes. Then I said, may I turn the mic on? He said yes. More people gathered, and here's how it sounded.
Kyler, are you going to play Monday against Washington?
I will be playing, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So that is confirmed. You are completely healthy. We will see a clear injury report for you.
Yeah, no pump fakes. No pump fakes.
Okay, good. We don't want pump fakes. How much does it mean to be back? How happy are you about that?
A lot. You know, I've been annoyed, you know, not playing, but like mood been good, just attacking rehab, but definitely excited to be out. That's all I've been looking forward to, and just playing with my guys and helping the team.
What's annoying about not being out there?
Not being able to play. You know, I love this game, obviously. I love playing football, being out there and just helping everyone around me and in the building, and being able to actually contribute to the team. That's annoying not to be able to do that. So now finally being able to do that.
Sorry, when they have a turnover party like they did last week, is that where you get the most itchy?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Super, super excited for everybody, but I definitely want to make a couple more myself. So just trying to keep that going, and that's all I'm looking forward to.
You guys have had some consequential games in Washington the last 2 years. 2 years ago, you crushed them on, I think it was Thursday Night Football. DJ Moore goes off, and then last year, the chaos at the end. What's the talk in the locker room, specifically about last year and the Hail Mary, and you guys should have won and everything that went wrong with that game and the season?
Yeah, honestly, there hasn't been a ton of talk as far as, like, what happened last season. I don't really think anyone's really focused on that except for just going out there and winning. You know, I wasn't even there last year. So, for me, it's, like, definitely getting to go over there and, like, play with everybody and change the narrative. That's the goal.
I love it that you got that many questions off with Kyler Gordon and some good back and forth between you two. What have the coaches said, and we have to go all the way back to preseason now, about what his impact on this defense could be?
Yeah, Lawrence, I mean, it's sort of one of Dennis Allen's most important pieces in terms of the creativity that he wants to use with Kyler Gordon, and that is to put him in all sorts of different places. Yes, primarily, and, you know, he thrives in the slot, but look for him to drop back sometimes. Look for him to maybe play on the outside sometimes. You know, this is a guy that the organization identified as somebody. Obviously, they gave him the big money in the offseason. Then Dennis Allen comes in here talking big about what he can do. He's really one of the most important pieces. The way Dennis Allen made it sound, the Bears defensive coordinator, early on in the season, in terms of the versatility that he has. And, you know, it's kind of been uttered out here that, you know, they gave him the big money and now we would like him to do more. And Kyler Gordon has been raising his hand since he walked in this building a few years ago to do more. Every single slot cornerback in the league, I guarantee you, would love to be kicked to the outside. And I just wonder if he will have some opportunities. I think, too, Lawrence, it's just so nice that there is somebody back in that secondary with Jalen Johnson not being back there. It's just been so confused at times. And we know Tyreek Stevenson has gotten better, and he'll be a topic of a lot that's going on this week. But there's been just too many backups and too much depth that they've had to dip into. So it feels like they have a real adult back in the room in the secondary.
That's great stuff, Groats. And it'll be interesting to see what the usage is with Terrell Smith out as well. Nashawn Wright has played a lot, and frankly, it's been exposed at different times in coverage. So you wonder who gets a shot outside. If it's not Kyler, do they like the backup nickel they've been playing, Nate McLeod? So, you know, it'll be very interesting to see the usage. All right, so that's big. Kyler back is big. How about Colston Loveland? We have been missing him as well.
Yeah, it had similar success with Colston Loveland. I feel like I did really well today in the locker room.
Good job, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I needed that.
Attaboy.
No, I needed an attaboy. I was talking to it, again, off, just because I don't know if these guys want to talk. It's weird because it's not an injury report day today. So it's a long week. So I don't know, like, what can go on record and what can't. So I had the mic off. I said, Colston, how you feeling? You going to play? And he's like, oh, I feel so much better. I'm like, so you're playing? He's like, yeah, I think so. Again, microphone comes on, and here's the way it sounded with Colston Loveland.
Feel better?
Yeah, yes, sir. I feel good. I'm ready to get at it this weekend.
So you feel like you're good to go Monday. You'll be able to play. You'll be full force.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I feel good. Got obviously great trainers and great people around me to help me get back on track. And I'm looking forward to it.
So you get to do anything in the bye week besides, you know, work out?
Just stayed here in rehab. I was able to go to the city and grab some dinner one night, which was cool, at Trivoli. Trivoli's a good spot.
Nice.
But other than that, no, I've just been chilling.
Did Cole have a similar hip injury at one point in time in his career?
Yeah.
Were you guys able to commiserate a little bit on that?
Yeah. He was telling me about it. Yeah, he was giving me some pointers and kind of how to deal with it. So, it was good.
So, let's just get to the important stuff. Trivoli Tavern is elite. absolutely elite.
100%.
Really?
Especially outside, if the weather's nice and you're sitting out there, you feel like you're in France. It's unbelievable.
With the nice brick walk up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
You want to talk about elevated pigs in a blanket?
Oh, I've never had it.
They got it.
Great Man. Caesar salad, by the way.
Really? Good to know.
One of the best in the city.
Well, where is it? Trivoli, it's
right off of Green and Randolph.
Yeah, so it's in the restaurant district.
But it's like tucked away. There's a little walkway to it makes you feel like you're in Europe.
Let's just say it's a fine place for a rehabbing tight end to go.
Yeah.
It's just
quite honestly,
yeah.
For a 20-year-old to go there and appreciate it, I'm very proud of Colston Loveland. Shout out to him.
He's only 20 years old.
Isn't he like 20 years old?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He was proud of that too. Like he was making sure
everybody
that
knew
that he was definitely recommending. I'm guessing he had a nice experience there. Maybe somebody recognized him. Maybe they were like, "We're going to give you."
All right, he's barely 21, but still, the fact that a 21-year-old could go to that place and appreciate it
is phenomenal. All right, so like this is exciting because like so Bears at much more full strength with Kyler Gordon on defense, much more full strength with Colston Loveland on offense. Do we know for sure what the offensive line is going to look like, Groats? So, like, are we locked and loaded on Benedett at the left and Darnell Wright back on the right?
Yeah, that's interesting. Again, no injury report, so I don't have – and I did not have the same success with Darnell Wright in the locker room that I had with the other two, Kyler Gordon and Colston Loveland. I did say hello to him, and he said he looked up, said hello, and then put his head back down. So I was like, okay, we're not going to get anywhere here with Darnell Wright. He was out there today on the practice field, but that does not – or no, you know what? I don't think he was on the practice field. My guess is I would not be surprised at all to see Theo Benedett again as your left tackle and at least for one more week Ozzie Trapillo at right tackle. Now, no guarantees on that right now. But I would not be surprised if that's what we're seeing. When Darnell Wright is healthy, I expect that he would slide back in at the right tackle position. I'd be shocked if he didn't. However, Ben Johnson, and this was probably just him being a coach and keeping everybody on edge just a little bit, did say, look, you know, once Darnell Wright is healthy, we'll see. We got a lot of good tackles. And he was very vague about what then would be Ozzie Trapillo's job on the Bears team. My guess is he goes right back to being a backup and Darnell Wright is the guy at right tackle, but they do like to keep these guys guessing on the offensive line.
So were you surprised at this switch at tackle?
I was. Yeah, I was very surprised. And honestly, Lawrence, I still think that Braxton Jones is probably still your best bet to play the position, but in terms of what they want to do as the season goes on and maybe even into the future, Theo Benedett is the guy, and it feels like they're ready to give it a shot right now. That's just the feel that I get. Nobody has told us. As a matter of fact, I asked Ben Johnson straight up during his press conference today, do you know who your left tackle is going to be? He smiled and gave me kind of a smart alecky answer saying, yes, I know who our left tackle will be. And then a big bleep-inning grin, and I said, okay, you're not going to tell us. So they're not even telling us right now what exactly it's going to be. So they know that this is a big deal, but I think they're trying it. I think that they're trying Theo Benedett at left tackle, and you very well could see Braxton Jones sitting down against Washington.
I like that he wants to keep people guessing and keep them fighting for their jobs and security. As long as you're being honest as you do it, I think that can work out well. But we'll see. Very interesting. What else you got, Groats?
Yeah, let's go to DJ Moore's locker. And just a little bit of context on the conversation with DJ Moore today. Ben Johnson told us that the offense is a work in progress. He was pretty harsh about it in his opening statements to us, or after we asked him some questions about the offense. Talked about the penalties and the screen pass game is bad. Like, you know, it was very critical of it. So, and also just for background on this too, so you understand the full bite that you're about to hear, I was also chatting with DJ Moore before the mics came on, and we were reminiscing about 2 years ago. Remember when DJ Moore had that massive 200-yard-plus game against Washington? It felt like a coming-out party for Justin Fields that day. That's going to come up in this conversation. But first, the nuts and bolts. DJ Moore on Ben Johnson saying the offense is a work in progress.
The exact same way he laid it out to y'all. But more stern, and we've got to get it fixed now, and I think we can do it.
More stern?
Yeah, like a real coach. Like, he's talking to y'all, not from, like, y'all are his players. Like, we the players that got to go out there and do it. He's just relaying the message to y'all, so what we have to do.
So what do you think you and this group can do better as a whole?
Everything. I mean, we only 2-2, so, I mean, there's something we got to fix. A few things, which coach already hit on. So just got to go out there and finish and block our ass off.
About Caleb the last 2 years in game on the line situations, end of the game, ball in his hands drive.
What have I learned? A lot of, you can see from last year we couldn't finish out the game, and this year we all on the same page, just knowing what's the plays that we know that are coming in and just going to execute.
So you don't think about that Washington game from 2 years ago or what?
No, because I don't. I mean, everybody is posting it right now, but it's not the same people out there, and it's not the same team. So I really can't think about it too much. But would I love to do that again? Yeah. But is it possible? Yeah, we'll see as the week goes on.
Boy, there is a lightness back about DJ Moore, and like a comfort that it seems to me grow. It's like, maybe this is just what having a good, strong coach that he actually believes in. Maybe that's what it feels like. I don't know. But there's a lightness back about him.
Matt, I heard that in that conversation right there, too, talking about – and look, we can paste everything back to Matt Eberflus if we want, and it's very easy to do. But when he says, hey, we got a real coach here, you know, this guy, he's going to tell us what's up. He's going to tell us what's going on, even if we don't want to hear it. So I think he does. And I will say that, like, as for the lightness, Spiegs, it's such a great question, because it took a while before we kind of poked our mics in on DJ, because it was him, Caleb Williams, and Roma Dunze just locked in a conversation, and all the three of them gathering around a phone and just laughing. And look, I sometimes stuff like that can be for show when they know the media is in there and they all want to make sure that everybody thinks that everybody gets along. But, you know, there's been questions about that with DJ Moore and Caleb Williams. And it feels like there is genuine bonding happening this year. And that makes sense. Like, your relationships grow as time goes on. So I thought it was really interesting to kind of see the way those guys were acting in the locker room before we even got a chance to talk to them.
Has anyone had the chance to talk to Ben Johnson about his Cubs experience?
No, and I meant to ask that. I think the conversation didn't call for a Cubs question, but man,
put it on the list for tomorrow before game three.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Actually, and Lawrence, I'll jump to one of my tasty nuggets for the end of this update, but I'll tell it right now. I went up to Caleb. I like to have a little chit chat with Caleb if he allows for it in the locker room, and I did. I was like, hey, how was that? How was the Cubs game experience? And he's like, you know what, man? He's like, I didn't end up going. I was like, oh, really? I honestly, Caleb, I was like, I assumed that you went. He's like, no. He's like,
did he send his dog at his place?
No, he didn't send the dog, but that would have been a great line. But he did tell me, ready? Breaking news. He says that he plans to go to the game tomorrow. Wow. And he's like, you know what? I got to go, man. They need good vibes out there. He's like, they're in trouble. He's like, I got to get out there. He said, we got Thursday off. I go, perfect. I go, no excuses. So Caleb might be out there tomorrow.
Oh no.
What?
You know what that's going to turn into.
What?
What? What?
You know who's going to have a problem with that.
It's going to, Dustin.
What about
the team lift? Are you missing the team lift?
You know that Dustino's not going to like that. That's not how he's wired.
Hey, Dustin, what do you think about Caleb Williams? I mean, he's the quarterback of this, partaking in a situation like it's the Cubs game, Dustin. Yes
yeah,
or no?
Yeah, no.
You can have a friend. Don't rub it in my face.
We're going to hear from them as part of our Cubs anger segment coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes.
Why didn't Dustin, this is a question for Mitch Rosen, why didn't Dustin Rhodes ever get an opportunity to succeed Les Grobstein on the overnight? You guys know he'd be a star there. I mean, he's already a star producer, but he'd be a star in the overnights, right?
I think he probably likes the way that his life works right now.
Oh, yeah. You think? Okay.
Overnight turns your life upside down. Dustin's a good husband, a proud father.
I know all that. I'm just saying he's got.
He can't do that with overnights. It's very difficult. Drives
you crazy. Well, I mean, Les was also a great father too.
Yeah, it's true. But it's true. But like,
shout out to Scott.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Robert. KMA.
Yeah.
How dare you?
What? I didn't say anything.
How dare you say?
Whatever.
I heard a caller today on Raheemy Harris and Grody when I was out at Hallis Hall today. As I was walking in, I think I heard a caller start the call with, shout out to Les. Shout out just a random.
I mean, why not?
Rest in peace to the great. I mean, exactly. That's what I think. That's what Layla said. Yeah, sure.
You got
that's
it.
Always welcome.
I think it's
always
a good time welcome. To do that. Is there more that we need to know about the running game of the Bears?
Yeah, how about that? Like, it was brought up today that the, guess what's coming, guys? NFL trade deadline. It's not that far away. It's November 4th. So Ben Johnson was asked, do you need a running back upgrade?
Our guys are going to be fine. I've kind of, it's not always the runners. It's everybody. And it's the quarterback carrying out his fake. It's the receivers blocking down the field. It's the tight ends doing their job. And the same thing with the offensive line. I think there's a lot of times on that tape we're not giving our runners a chance. So, yeah, I think we're fine there.
Wow.
We're fine.
There we go. All right. Well, we'll see.
You guys buy it?
Nope.
Are they fine?
At all. I'm not saying that they're going to go out and make a trade. I just don't think that their run game's fine.
I want to see how much they use Kyle Manungai and in what sorts of runs and formations. I very much want to see this next Monday night.
I like their Kyle Manungai better. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, also a seventh rounder. So I call them their Manungai.
They call him Bill.
Cool. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his nickname's Bill because he looks like the character from the cartoon Little Bill.
Ever since, I love that, ever since I was reminded of it, I can't get it out of my head, that Torrey Taylor was drafted two spots before Bucky Irving of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That doesn't feel great.
No, it does not. Your punt value in the fourth round.
And that's three spots ahead of Bucky LaRue, the no-arm baseball player.
Bucky LaGrange.
But he hasn't
Bucky LaGrange, thank you, Lawrence.
He hasn't had a touchdown in ever.
In ever.
Get out of here, Mark. Oh, wait, Nuggets?
No, he gave us the Nuggets.
Well.
Just a really, because I know somebody, I have not mentioned TJ Edwards. He was out there practice, have no idea what his status is going to be. DJ Moore hates the early bye. Tyreek Stevenson, if people wondering, he was not in the locker room today. I'm sure he will talk at some point in time this week. Austin Booker, Travis Homer returned to practice from the IR, so they're in that 21-day window. They don't count as an official roster spot until they actually are activated. I told you that Caleb Williams will probably be at the Cubs game. You heard it right here.
Thanks, Mark. Austin.
And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry. In ever.
Thank you.
Goat stuff from Tanny. Later, guys.
See you, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.